100%. Yeah, I mean, we've got 5 times more cannabinoid receptors on the skin than we do internally. And so, no, like, I'm not using my face serum as a pain reliever for my face. I'm using it to promote and support moisturizing. I'm using it to reduce wrinkles. I'm using it to brighten up dark spots. I mean, anything that's causing external, internal traumatic factors to your skin, I mean, CBD benefits. It just, straight up, you can, the results are there, the clinical research is there, and now it's just a matter of getting it into the mainstream.
Stories tell everything. When someone tells a story, it resonates.
We're allies in trying to keep the attention and the money and the conversation local.
We've always found once we get people to Vermont, they love it here.
And it breaks down those stereotypical views of what people would otherwise think is happening up in Vermont.
Welcome to Learning Life, where we talk to Vermonters about their businesses, aspirations, and stories of life in the Green Mountains. I'm your host, John Toda. Let's get into it. Ashley Reynolds, welcome to Learning Life.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm great. It's so nice to have you here at the Dialed Studio at Hula. It's great to see you in person for this interview, so thank you for being here.
Oh, this is awesome, and I'm such a fan of the show, and I've loved all the stories, and I'm really sort of graciously looking and seeing these titans and colleagues and friends of mine that you've interviewed, and I'm feeling a little underqualified, but hopefully it won't disappoint.
Well, I love your story, and it's so great to be able to have this conversation with you, and I think you're one of our great homegrown Vermont stories, so I always start with our guests to kind of find out whether they grew up here or they came from somewhere else and what brought them to Vermont. Now, being you are homegrown, born and raised in Randolph.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about growing up in Vermont and how that kind of led you to your career path.
Yeah, I grew up in Randolph, Vermont, yeah, Orange County, and I was a townie, so just definitely biking around, hustle and bustle, not a lot of supervision, as many of us in the 90s can attest to, and yeah, I've always grown up going to farmers markets and being resourceful, making our own products, you know, that sort of like Yankee ingenuity, that was really my childhood. Parents were public educators, and so everyone in our community knew us, and I knew them, and it was a really warm childhood and place to grow up.
Oh, that's great. And now tell us a little bit about your path to becoming an entrepreneur. Obviously, co-founder and president of Elmore Mountain Therapeutics. Tell our audience first what the business is all about, if they haven't already heard about it, and what led you to this in the first place.
So Elmore Mountain Therapeutics came about after a really dark time for me personally. I had just had my second child and was going back to work and was experiencing insomnia and anxiety, and I had no appetite, and something was really wrong. I just didn't exactly know why I was feeling this way. And we hear about postpartum, but when you're in it, I don't think you really understand the depths of it. And I also didn't really want to take pharmaceuticals for possibly treating the symptoms. I was working as a dental hygienist. I had a patient who was splitting their time between the West Coast and the East Coast in the cannabis industry out West, and told me about CBD, and I was really reluctant, being a healthcare provider, and there really wasn't a lot of information back in 2016 about CBD and using it for breastfeeding moms, and I was really nervous, and at the same time was really struggling and really wanted something natural. And so, like many of us, when we were first learning about CBD, I tried to research and find as much information as I possibly could. It was mostly just testimonials. There wasn't really any clinical research to verify its safety or lack of safety. And so I reluctantly ordered some at 2 o'clock in the morning, like so many of my orders come in on my website. And I know that customer, I am that customer. And after getting the product, I knew this one in particular had some third-party testing, so there was some validity to it. But yeah, I went on a hope and a prayer that it would work, and it did. And that night that I took the CBD, I fell asleep and I slept really well. And the next morning, I didn't wake up with a pit in my stomach, and then the next day that happened, and the next day that happened, and I started really feeling like myself again. Then I started telling all my girlfriends at playgroup because they were looking just like I was and not sleeping and having all this new anxiety. And, you know, people just like me had no idea what it was. So I was just, you know, from one girlfriend to another, educating and telling them about this company that I was getting the products from. And then about a month into doing that, I went to my husband and just stood in the kitchen of our house in Elmore. And I said, I think I want to do this. I think I want to be that person that's telling people, like, it's so important. And I don't care about, you know, selling it or making money off of it. I just want people to know that this is an option. And, you know, this is, again, I have a career of being a dental hygienist for almost 15 years. My husband was an engineer for the state of Vermont, and it was like, you know, let's do this. So we had some money saved. It was like, you know, $3,000 for a honeymoon that we never took, and put that into a logo and some labels and finding some sourcing, and just went for it.
So that is, by the way, such a great story because, you know, you weren't an entrepreneur and you took $3,000 and tried this out. And so it's really such a cool story. And I guess that, obviously, we'll talk a little bit about the CBD products and what you're doing with them today. Mm-hmm. But just this other side of it, which I think it's an entrepreneurial story that, like, you were so passionate about it and saw so much value in it and wanted to spread that impact for more people. And you took that risk, that jump, to go and start a business to do it. Tell us a little bit about that, because that, what drove you to do it? Because it's a huge life change on top of everything else. Mm-hmm. Was there something in your, like, your background that kind of made you want to run your own business and have that challenge at some point?
So my grandparents in the 90s owned the Timber Home, which is the bed and breakfast in Stowe, on Cottage Club, kind of behind the Alchemist. And that's where I spent a lot of my, like, teen years, like, scrubbing toilets, changing over beds. Then they started a deli in downtown Stowe, right on Main Street. That's now Cafe on Main, but it was called Mother's Deli. And so my brother and I both, like, really, like, cut our teeth of, you know, delivering sandwiches and, like, what it really meant to, like, see a whole business sort of soup to nuts. So that part of it didn't really seem that sort of daunting, because that seemed like, you know, okay, you want to do that and that's something in your retirement. Okay, just, like, go start a business. And obviously they were successful and successfully exited both of those businesses. So maybe I didn't know then, but now I definitely draw strength on the fact that it's just, like, in my bones. But the other part is that being in Vermont, you know, one of the very first entrepreneurs that I met after being like, okay, I'm going to do this, and we had had some success. I think we had gotten into healthy living at that point. So enough people were seeing us, and I had a couple little spots on the news, like that kind of stuff of right place, right time. You know, the hashtag MeToo movement was happening. Supporting women in business was really happening in Vermont. And it was just this, like, collision of all things, like, lifting up women entrepreneurs. So I think I really very much benefited from that groundswell that was happening at the time. But the very first person that I met and sort of pitched my idea to was the one and only Donna Carpenter of Burton Stumpard. Yeah. And she happened to be giving a panel discussion at Hotel Vermont just about what it's like to be a woman entrepreneur. And so I'm like, literally from me to you, John, like,
wow,
listening to her talk about her story and struggles. And Jake was, like, Jake Carpenter was also there and got to meet him and told them what I wanted to do. And they both were like, fucking go for it. Like, yeah, do that. And so talk about a, like, boost of confidence.
That's some inspiration right there.
I don't think that happens very often in other places besides Vermont. And then, yeah, it was just this, like, I don't know, this, like, snowball of, like, meeting this person and that person, and got introduced to Alan Newman and was learning all about, like, raising money and angel investors versus seed rounds. So it was this, like, almost like a summer sort of, like, accelerated program of people just networking for me and championing me and championing what I was doing with CBD. And that was also growing, obviously, the groundswell of legalization and other cannabis businesses starting. Like, I was kind of wrapped up in that whole snowball.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it kind of is a tribute to this business community here in the Burlington area particularly, and just Vermont overall, They want to build up each other mm-hmm. and see the business community really grow. And so that's great to see that they kind of put their arms around you as a new entrepreneur and helping you out in that way. And obviously you had some pretty big influences there, some of the more notable Vermont right? entrepreneurs, which is really cool because those kind of chance meetings and opportunities like that don't happen in many bigger cities, mm-hmm. but they do here, and that's super cool. So now, it's been, I guess, about 7 years then?
Just celebrated our 6th year.
6 years. Mm-hmm. So now, tell us what the company is today, because I would think that most people see a CBD company this year, and they mm-hmm. think, oh, when are you going to jump to adult? And, like, mm-hmm. when are you going to make that transition? Is that where you're headed now, or are your goals different, and is your mission for the company different than mm-hmm. what people might think on the surface?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the obvious is that a lot of successful CBD companies used it as a blueprint for adult use, and some have successfully made that transition as things have legalized here in Vermont for adult use. I thought maybe that was going to be my trajectory. In 2020, I was asked or appointed by the Speaker of the House, Jill Krasinski, to be on the advisory committee to the Cannabis Control Board, so to help write some of these rules, get some clarifications after, you know, existing in the space for the last 6 years. Of course, I was full disclosure, let them know, you know, there's possibility that I want to apply for some licenses and I'm happy to help, but like, I don't want it to seem like, you know, unbiased and so forth. And they're like, no, you know, we get that. And so that experience as a whole kind of shifted me into looking at other directions. The adult use market is really crowded and really difficult and really expensive. And I don't know that there's going to be a lot of winners, to be honest. And so for me, my business has been able to be shipped nationally, and we're growing with some larger clients now. And the adult use market was kind of a distraction for me. I love it. And it's so hard for me to not fully pay attention, because I love watching my colleagues now just totally soar and crush right now. But for us, you know, we've quietly been scaling all of our products. So we make every single one of our products in our facility in Mooresville, and we own all the recipes. And we were sort of anticipating this sort of slow, steady growth right before the pandemic. I received a purchase order from a huge property that owns, or a holding company that owns 5 different properties in the Northeast. Would have been the biggest account we've ever received, ever worked with. And this huge PO comes in, and then the next day I get a phone call like, we're shutting down. Yeah. And so that moment of like, oh my gosh, this is it. We're going to break it open. Like, we're going to the next level into resort and hospitality. Like, this is the ticket for us. Yeah, that really turned on its head. You know, everything shut down, all the purchase orders were canceled, and we were really back to the drawing board. And so, you know, here I am being like, okay, the adult use isn't going to pan out for me. Resort hospitality just closed down. Like, okay, I guess we're just going to like focus on e-com. And, you know, because we were prepared and because of a lot of other unfortunate small businesses have gone under, we have been able to capitalize on all of that. And as a result, have grown with the demand. And so now we're at a point where we're really comfortable with this growth that's about to happen for us. And resort and hospitality is now coming back on, full-fledged. And not only that, they're getting really creative about how they want to market to millennials and to wellness seekers. And here we are, just perfectly primed up for those opportunities.
And I think it's such an interesting aspect of your story, because everybody hears CBD and or any cannabis business and they want to put it in a bucket. But this is really more a story of where how you've kind of pivoted to this being a tool that you use in servicing resort and hospitality. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine spas mm-hmm. are probably a big piece of that. Tell us a little bit about what that experience has been for you, kind of going into resorts and spas and trying to educate them that this is a product line that they can use, and to get rid of that stigma, I guess, of, you know, using cannabis in this way. What's that experience been like?
Yeah, you nailed it. It's the educational piece. So I don't really sell when I go to those things. I've been really lucky to basically just meet the right folks who are kind of at the top of their game for decision makers in the spa world and in spa conferences. And, you know, once I was able to get in the room with them, which, you know, I can tell those stories too, but once I sort of got the, you know, 5-minute coffee chat with these women, there was so much common ground, first on their own endocannabinoid system. So that's always a really nice icebreaker. But the educational piece, I think that because I'm such a nerd and I came to these women and to these spas with so much knowledge of what things can do topically for CBD use, I think that initially is what impressed people. But there's so many other hoops to jump through when you're working with spas and resorts, especially corporate, much larger groups, is that you have to make sure that you're compliant with the credit card processor, and you have to make sure that your insurance will be compliant. And because we had done so much groundwork of putting our lab results online and making them super transparent and easy to read, having a really stringent testing protocol, again, has like primed us up for any question or concern they might have coming from either of those angles, we have an answer for. And so it's honestly just like wearing them down. You know, here's year six. And there's many times that I thought I was going to like cut off the whole skincare arm of our brand altogether, because it wasn't really, you know, like a hero product online. But I just, something inside of me was like, you know, wellness seekers are going to go on vacation eventually. Like, we are eventually going to leave our houses, and we're going to go on vacation, and we're going to be with our families, and we're going to want a CBD massage. And like, there's no reason that I can't be that brand. And then, you know, to speak to Vermont again, like, I have seen what is possible. Like, my product is on the same shelf as Tata Harper. And I have seen Tata Harper grow, skincare brand, if you're not familiar, huge out of Vermont. And I've seen what she did, and she has successfully exited her company and sold it. And I mean, that's what's possible. I mean, she started out very similar to the way that I did. And so, you know, Ursa Major, another one. Like, there's no reason that our brand can't be that in its space.
Yeah, yeah. And so for you, it's really not a CBD company. It's skincare and wellness. And so for a listener, and maybe somebody who's in the resort and hospitality industry, if you were speaking directly to them, I always think of CBD products as like pain relief. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever really thought of them for skincare and for the ways that you're using them. And maybe a lot of our listeners are the same. Tell us, like, what could we expect from your line of products that we may not be already thinking about?
Well, I think if people start to understand that there is an endocannabinoid system in every little tiny microscopic cell in our body, and if there's an area of our body or a little cell that's like not doing its job 100% correctly, like, we would want to do something to make sure that it is swimming around and being happy all the time to keep us balanced. And so if you think about it in those terms, you know, we have those cells in our inside, outside, hair, eyeballs, everywhere has a little endocannabinoid system. And so depending on concentration of CBD, you know, you can really just see incredible balance and incredible results. I don't know anyone that is just like so fully 100% balanced that they don't need any sort of endocannabinoid support. And so, yeah, topicals, internals, I mean, at some point, I think and I hope that it's just going to be like your vitamin D, your C, your multivitamin. Is this just going to be part of your wellness routine? We're not quite there yet, but I think that the people who have found it, folks, especially millennials, like, once they see that the results are there, and they see that the ingredients are really pure and that you don't need a ton of CBD to create results, I think that that just unlocks people's ability to feel like they're in the driver's seat, that they're the ones that are pulling levers for the balance in their body.
Yeah. And do you feel like, you mentioned Ursa Major before, do you feel like using your formulas and the way you use CBD, you can have a complete line of products like that in the same way?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I mean, we've got 5 times more cannabinoid receptors on the skin than we do internally. Wow. And so, no, like, I'm not using my face serum as a pain reliever for my face. I'm using it to, you know, promote and support moisturizing. I'm using it to reduce wrinkles. I'm using it to brighten up dark spots. I mean, anything that's causing external, internal traumatic factors to your skin, I mean, CBD benefits. It just straight up, results are there. The clinical research is there. And now it's just a matter of getting it into the mainstream.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I guess, and obviously this is a big piece of it, it's got to be better for you than most of these other things that we put on our skin and use every day, right?
Because it works with the natural cycle of our skin and promotes that cycle. And we've really, you know, gotten way too far away with the scrubbing and the burning and the lasering and the Botox. And I mean, you know, for the listeners that are using those products, that's great, but there is a sunset to those things that your body and skin can handle.
Yeah.
And I think that we are seeing this now with some of our elders and how their skin is aging or how our bodies are responding just to these climate factors and changes. You know, we are so susceptible to the sun and we need to be repairing our skin.
Yeah, I love it. And so now I know a big piece of your story is kind of this pivot. You made this pivot to the resort and hospitality space. Mm-hmm. You kind of lived through the effects of COVID and what that did to that industry. And I know a big piece of this for you is helping the entrepreneurs in that space and working with them.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that, because and what are you seeing? How is the industry recovering now, and what's it look like to you going forward?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a really great and unexpected result of the pandemic. So resorts and spas were closing and laying off all of their massage therapists and estheticians. And many of them took that as an opportunity to start their own studios. And so I was introduced just through a couple friends that were, you know, we're talking about, you know, what are you going to do once the industry comes back and what do we do now? And yeah, these incredibly resilient women were just starting their own businesses and doing what they knew how to do best, which is to have a beautiful, serene space and provide amazing treatments with green beauty products that they were able to be in control of offering to their clients. So there was no boss, there was no corporate. They could choose the products that they loved and use those on their clients, which they in turn began to love. And then they would have a little retail space, and so they'd use them in treatment, and then, you know, they would have some home use products. And so those women were doing that really well. And what I was working on over the pandemic was how to have a bigger digital footprint, sort of understanding SEO, email marketing, understanding the value of digital assets, all buzzwords that I didn't know until I had to lean into those things as an e-commerce business. And I felt like, you know, what I was doing wasn't really rocket science. I was listening to some podcasts and then implementing those things that I was learning from people that I was listening to. And I felt like if I could come up with sort of 10 different bullet points, different email marketing growth systems for these women, like they could exponentially grow their business beyond what they were doing just in their treatment rooms. And I loved that. They filled me up, their excitement, those beginning stages of startup. You know, you forget what that feels like, those endless weeks of hours that you don't even know how many hours you've put into the business because you just love it so much. And I really needed that, I think. My business started to get kind of grindy when you're trying to streamline and you're trying to downsize and you're trying to be really efficient with your business as you grow. I don't know, you forget that feeling, you know? So they helped me as much as I helped them. And yeah, I do the whole business coaching thing for free. You know, they do the hardest part, which is to get my products out to the people that they love and care about and that trust them. And so if they're willing to do that for me, I can help them with their businesses.
Yeah, that's such a nice aspect to the business too, because obviously it's good for you. You're teaching them about your products. They're using them with their customers and hopefully spreading the word as well. And you're helping them in return. So have you seen then, I think it's kind of an interesting aspect of the industry that hotels, obviously spas were like the first thing that everyone would shut down due to COVID. And so they went and set up their own spaces. Have they now come back to hotels, resorts, or did they see that they love running their own business? Are you noticing they stayed on their own?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah. And not only that, the customer has changed. I think, you know, people are traveling again, but I think me personally, like I do enjoy the repertoire that I have with my esthetician and the trust that we have. I look at them as much bigger parts of my personal wellness plan. Like, yes, I have a doctor and, you know, physical therapist if I need one. But, you know, I think I speak for a lot of women when the advice that I seek when there's something new going on with me in a healthcare setting, I mean, those are the first people I talk to. Yeah. And there's so much more than just, you know, that cookie cutter definition of an esthetician and massage therapist. I mean, they're so knowledgeable and they're so intuitive, and women as a whole, I mean, most of them are women practitioners. I mean, they're just such a wealth of knowledge, parenting advice. I mean, I get it all when I get my facial.
Yeah, I know, right? And it just seems like a very Vermont style thing mm-hmm. to do, right? And so now if someone's listening and they're thinking, wow, that's cool. I want to find some people like that. Is there a website or a source that you would share with them to go and find more of these local entrepreneurs who are offering these services now?
There's the Holistic Spa Alliance has started, and this is just educational based. So there's no product selling of any kind. It's just those who are solos. If you're thinking about leaving your corporate spa, they're great retreats and educational weekends to see, again, what's possible. Dip your toe in, grab a new training for a different type of, you know, facial massage or a different type of treatment that you'd want to add. So that's a wonderful resource. I love listening to other podcasts. That's like my place that I go when I'm like, I don't know how to do this.
You got any good ones to recommend?
One I love right now, and I actually had to take a hot break from it and because I was just getting like overloaded with tips, is the Female Startup Club. This woman, Dune, is the host, and I think she's from New Zealand or Australian, so I just love her voice. But it's that journey. It's that arc of what's possible, and that's where I go the most.
Very cool. Very cool. And for our listeners, tell us a little bit about the products you brought here today mm-hmm. to show me and how they can find out more about your products. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're a big e-commerce business, so they can buy it no mm-hmm. matter where they're listening. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about the products and mm-hmm. where they can find them.
So I brought our three hero products, which are our two balm sticks and our full spectrum CBD tincture. So the tincture, that is what made us famous. that is what people will take a little, take a lot. It's really customizable. It's two ingredients. So it's the crude extract and organic hemp seed oil. We source everything from Vermont, grow everything in Vermont. And that is the one that if somebody is really sort of looking for the antidote to, I just don't feel like myself, that is the one that will work the fastest and will certainly be the easiest to know, like, is CBD right for me? It only takes a few days to really find your dose, whether it's for, you know, insomnia, anxiety, just overall wellness. That's the one that is the most popular. And then we take that product and we infuse it into our body care and skincare. So the two balms, which we own the recipe, created the formulas, make everything in-house in our factory, which right off Roof 100, you'd probably drive by it if you come into Mooresville. Those are just, yes, primarily for pain. It's really quick acting. There's 250 milligrams in those balm sticks, which I love to say because we're kind of the disruptors of our industry because I don't put thousands and thousands of milligrams of CBD into my products because you just don't need it. So spoiler alert, that doesn't mean it's better. It has more. And then, yeah, they are made with only simple organic ingredients that you can pronounce them all. As a mom, I really leaned into clean and simple ingredients. And those are just a testament to keeping things simple and they work. And I tell people, you know, when people are like, oh, how's business? It's like, we wouldn't be in business. It's such a competitive space. We would not have been able to stand the test of time if the products weren't amazing and didn't work. Yeah. And people continue to buy them for themselves. And now they're buying them for their moms and their dads and their elderly parents. And that is a really beautiful thing to see now is just this, like, what I call sort of the second generation of EMT customers yeah. is all these people that are hearing it directly from our customers. And I mean, that's what you want.
That's the best. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the tincture, for people who don't know, that it's like a dropper mm-hmm. in there. So you just take a couple drops a day and just for overall wellness, just yeah. to balance your body, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And to support your body's ability to make its own natural endocannabinoids, which when we are in a state of balance, we're making those non-dimine and 2-AG. And those are going to the areas of our body where there's dysregulation. And you probably don't even realize that your body is creating harmony there. But when that's not happening, so if you're not sleeping or you're experiencing anxiety or there's an area of your body that is continuously painful and you can't attribute it to anything, that is your endocannabinoid system telling you, like, I need some supplementing. I'm out of balance. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, I'm a high test, needs to work right away type of person. And our product is highly concentrated and full spectrum, meaning it has THC in it as well under the federal limit. And you know, it goes to where it needs to go. I mean, people ask me, what do I take it for? How much do I take? I mean, it's intuitive, you That's know. So cool. I have some guidelines and some dosing, you know, aspects, but really it's customizable. And for the listeners out there, it definitely tastes like where it comes from. So we don't flavor it. It should taste floral and herbal, just like cannabis smells and tastes. we don't try to mask that. And if you can get over sort of that earthy taste, then the benefits speak for themselves.
That's amazing. Well, you sold me on it. I'm 50, so I'll take anything I can get at this point. But I think for anybody listening, I mean, it's so cool the way you explain it is that it kind of knows where you need help, mm-hmm. and it goes automatically. I mean, it's kind of amazing when you explain it like that. Yeah, and so these are all available. It's EMT CBD, right? Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
So EMTCBD.com if you want to order. Mm-hmm. Find you anywhere on social. Mm-hmm. I would imagine you're probably pretty big on Instagram, right?
I am, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, very cool. I love it. I'm so glad you brought the products in and told
yeah,
us a little about it.
Thank you.
It's really cool to learn more. And thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, John.
And to all of our listeners, thank you for being here. As you know, we have new episodes that come out all the time. So wherever you're listening, be sure to subscribe and leave us comments. We'd love to hear from you guys. And until our next episode, happy learning. Hey everyone, John Tota here. I want to thank you for tuning in to another Learning Life episode. We love our Learning Life community and are so grateful for your support. We'd appreciate it if you could take a minute to rate us and write a review wherever you're listening right now. Your ratings and comments help new people find the show so we can keep growing our community and bringing great episodes to you.